Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 289 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. This is our first podcast of 2025, and we're going to talk some Ankeny boys basketball tonight. The podcast is still sponsored by Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa, but we also have a new co-sponsor that we're going to announce next week, so you can stay tuned for that. My first guest tonight is the head coach of the Ankeny boys basketball squad. He has guided the Hawks to a 4-4 record, including a 3-3 mark in the CIML Conference. On Tuesday, his team posted a 69-51 victory at Ankeny Centennial to complete a sweep of the season series. He is Brant Carlson. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having us again.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win last night. That was your fourth straight victory against the Jaguars, and that matches the longest winning streak by either school in the history of the crosstown rivalry. Had to look that one up today. The win also gives Ankeny a 13-12 edge in the all-time series. I know this isn't the best Centennial team that you've ever faced, but you know, it still has to feel good to win that rivalry game, huh?
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, it's a tough game every time. I think I look back to all the games we've been a part of here since 2016, I guess it's been. So it's every game's has some ups and downs and different experiences. But the kids love to compete with each other. You can just tell, and a lot of them know each other very well. So we never take anything for granted.
Well, there were 6 ties and 7 lead changes in a seesaw first half last night where neither team led by more than 5 points. The Jaguars certainly gave you all you could handle there, you know, for a while, led by sophomore Evan Abbott. He had 10 of his 15 points in the first half. You know, have you seen some growth from their team since you played them last month?
Oh, of course. I mean, we're all in a tough bind here in the sense of playing all the teams we have to play. And I think everybody's going to continue to grow and get better. The issue for every team will be, how do they handle all the adversity? You know, we handled some really tough losses early for us, you know, and every team's got to go through that. The nice thing someone told me the other day, like, you know, everybody makes the postseason. So, you know, trying to keep that perspective will be crucial for any team. But for their young team, especially, just keeping their heads up and keep focusing on getting better. And, you know, they have an explosive group of guys that they can compete. So, it was definitely a concern going into the game. And they proved that in the first half, especially getting to the basket easy on us. And luckily we were able to kind of change some things and pull it out at the end.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to win some games here the second half of the season. But of course, you won't have to play them again unless it would be the postseason.
Sure.
Centennial did hold a 31-26 lead in the second quarter before your team went on a 24-5 run that bridged the two halves, and that gave you a commanding 50-36 advantage. Jasani Campbell had 8 of his 12 points during that stretch. You know, that was really where you guys won the game, wasn't it?
I think so. And I, you know, what's nice is, you know, Rio's providing consistency throughout the games, and different guys are stepping up at different moments. And I think that's what every good team needs. You know, I think as we move forward, every one of our guys just has to kind of take advantage of their opportunity and make the most of it. And I, you know, that was definitely the case last night. I thought we had some guys playing with some frustration early versus just kind of letting the game come to them. And luckily that changed a little bit for them. And that's crucial moving forward for us. Every guy just kind of got to let that game come to them, and their moment will present itself. And you got to go for it at that time.
Well, your team went on to shoot 57% from the field, including 10 of 21 from three-point range. You had 6 different players make at least one three-pointer, including 2 apiece by Drew Sorensen and Luke Anderson. You know, when you get that kind of production from so many different players, you know, that makes you guys pretty tough to stop, doesn't it?
I hope so. You know, that's something that we definitely want. At the end of the day, it's been a struggle up until probably the Lindmore game, really, where we, you know, consistently made shots from the perimeter, which opens up everything else. So that's a crucial to our program historically. Just, you got to be able to shoot it, and different guys got to be able to do it at multiple times. And so that was a nice change for us, and hopefully something we can keep building on.
Well, the guy sitting here with us tonight, Rio Aguirre, led the way with a trio of three-pointers. He finished with a game-high 19 points, and he also dished out a single-game school record 12 assists. You know, and he's certainly been the leader of the team from the first day of practice. You know, what can you say about his play last night and his performance this season?
Well, I think he's just playing with a lot of excitement. He's enjoying every opportunity to go compete, and I think just growing up in this system, growing up with brothers that played here, understanding the tradition, I guess, ultimately, that he's a part of. And I think that's a neat thing to see, that he's, you know, taking on that challenge and understanding he is the go-to guy, and everyone's trying to stop him, but yet he's saying, you know, I can still find open people, and his teammates trust him. And that's a growth for any young player, just to kind of become a senior before you're a senior, ultimately, and that the program is more important than you, and the teammates are more important than you, and ultimately they feel the same way about you as well. So it's just kind of our goal to create that family atmosphere, and something that we're proud of him as he's handling adversity and handling coaching and all the things he's going to have to do as he moves forward in his career.
Well, your team also got 9 rebounds from Kel Roush, and I believe you guys won the rebounding battle by 8, and you were also able to get some quality minutes for some of your bench guys like Mars Clark and Evan Erlmeyer. And I know you told me last night that it was good to get a lot of different guys, you know, into the game. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to need some depth at some point, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to. I think if you rely, especially this year, I think just early on we learned that, you know, we can compete if we're rested in a sense and fresh mentally. So, you know, we need guys to be able to step in there and hold the fort or, you know, change the dynamic of the game, whatever the case may be. So, no, it's really neat to have some guys that have come from different sports that competed at a state level. You know, that's what we're getting from Mars and Erlmeyer and Globiak, just different sports, and they've all been really competitive guys, and that's been helpful. And I think they'll continue to get better and more comfortable too.
Well, your team opened the season on December 3rd with a 76-65 loss at Valley, and that was a competitive game right down to the final minutes. Of course, that's a team that you'll see again this Friday, and we'll preview that matchup here in a little bit. But you guys got a career-high 30 points from Rio in that loss, and maybe that was just a glimpse of, you know, the kind of season that he's going to have. But looking back at that game now, you know, do you think it was a good confidence builder for the team? Because, you know, that was the first time that many of these guys had played together.
I think so, and I mentioned this to you earlier in the season, like every game we've played is the next game we've ever played together, you know, as far as starting the season. We'd never had that group together on the floor. So, you know, adding Erlmeyer to the lineup after his injury is again, 2 games in we've been together. So I think we'll just keep growing with that and keep trusting each other and learning and going through, you know, adversity. We'll have more. I know we will. And Valley's just a great opponent and a team that you just try to, you know, you'd love to have the opportunity to go toe-to-toe with them and see what happens.
Well, after beating Centennial the first time, you guys then suffered back-to-back losses to Johnston and Waukee, and those two teams are currently at the top of the conference along with Valley. Waukee defeated Johnston last night for the second time, so the Warriors and Valley are now both 6-1, with Johnston right behind them at 6-2. You know, Waukee is currently on a 6-game winning streak, so I guess they're the hottest team in the league, aren't they?
It looks like it at this point, and huge win against Northwest. I think that was a huge builder for them, but, you know, I really like our conference. It's fun. It's fun to be a part of. It's fun to watch those guys go play other teams. This last weekend, being able to watch some of our teams go against the eastern side of the state. And just a lot of great players, good coaches, just people that care a lot about basketball and care about, you know, running good programs. So it's I'm a cheerleader for them, except when they're playing us. I mean, it's fun to see, and we're looking forward to playing all of those teams down the road here.
Well, there are some other great teams across the state. Of course, your team's other loss came on December 19th to Cedar Falls. That was a score of 67-53. And when the Iowa High School Athletic Association released its first rankings of the season a few days ago, the Tigers were ranked number 1. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're unbeaten. You know, they certainly showed how good they were that night at your gym. You know, were you surprised by any of the rankings that came out?
No, I think it's accurate. I mean, they beat Valley 2 here recently, so it's like, you know, rankings are what they are. I think they're important for, you know, postseason, you know, scheduling. But at the end of the day, it's a lot of opinions of people too. And I think in this case, accurate. But at the same time, the postseason is going to bring what it's going to bring. And we're excited to have the opportunity to play against all these teams. We've been in every one of those games, and it's just going to give us a boost of confidence, I think, when you step into a one and done scenario late in the year. And hey, you know, this is time to go. And I'm excited for those challenges.
Well, Linmar was number 7 in the initial rankings, and that was after the Lions lost to your team 61-55. And that was in the CIML MVC crossover event on Saturday at Cedar Rapids. You know, so that was obviously a big win for your squad. You know, did you get the sense that was a huge confidence builder for the players as well?
I feel that's true. I mean, I hope so. I mean, at the end of the day, they had some very good players, some high, you know, voted players in the sense of state ranking and things like that individually. So I think that anytime you can beat a team like that, I don't care what their excuse would be, I think it feels great. We're really hard to guard, I think, when guys are really unselfish, and that's starting to play out for us a little bit. So I hope we'll continue to do it. And like I said, we have some wonderful challenges here in the next couple of weeks, and we'll just kind of keep seeing how things roll along.
Well, yeah, let's look ahead now. Your team will host number 2 Valley on Friday. And, of course, the Tigers are the 2-time defending state champs in Class 4A. The Tigers were already playing pretty well, but now they've got star guard Zay Robinson back in the lineup. He returned to action on Saturday, and he scored 30 points and lost to Cedar Falls. Maybe you saw a little bit of that game. Mm-hmm. The Tigers then rebounded last night with a 63-42 win over Southeast Polk. You know, so that's going to be a huge challenge for you guys, isn't it?
Always is. I mean, they have a great size, too. And just a lot of experience, and they've just won a ton of games. And so I think anytime, again, you play teams like that, it's just a chance to see where you're at, you know, and measure yourself against them in the month of January. You know, I think last year, you know, I think Carson was injured. We lost him at home, and a couple weeks later, we go over there and had a great effort. And, you know, so it's one of those things for us. I mean, we've only beat Valley, I think, twice or three times, maybe total in my 8 years here. And they're just a tough program to go against. But again, it's in every sport. And, you know, I look forward to those challenges. It's just a fun experience for us to have and for these young people to go experience.
Well, you mentioned their size. They have a versatile 6'9 post player in Trevin Jarek. He had 22 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 blocks in that game last month. You know, you guys don't really have the size to match up with him, so you probably have to be a little creative in how to guard him, huh?
You do, and I think also just the flip of that, he's got to guard us too, and that's kind of where we have to, you know, hang our hat on that as well. It's just kind of a, to me, it's an even trade. You know, at the end of the day, I think with their new players, I think they have some growing pains too, you know, as they're trying to repeat the third time and you lose Stinson, and there's a lot of things I'm sure they're dealing with as well. So it's still high school basketball, you know, still dealing with young people, and sometimes you don't even know what they've gone through in their school days. So at the end of the day, we'll just show up on Friday and we'll put a game plan together and go for it.
Well, after Friday's game, your schedule doesn't get any easier. You'll host number 8 Waukee on Tuesday before traveling to number 5 Johnston next Friday. So your next 3 games are going to be against the top 3 teams in the conference. Yeah. You know, you're going to find out how good you are the next 10 days, aren't you?
Probably. I'm sure we will. You know, and I think at the end of the day for me, it's still wins and losses are, you know, wins and learning. It really, that's the way it has to be. You know, I think if we live too much in each event, we get too much up and down, and I think life is too big for that. You know, I think, again, I want them to have a great experience here, and I want them to truly enjoy it. And sometimes those learning experiences are great too. You know, we're never going to be who we need to become if we don't find out who we are in those biggest challenges. So whether we went 3-0 or 0-3, you know, whatever date that's going to be in that next Friday, we're, you know, it's going to be what it is. And so hopefully we can take from that what we need to. But it's going to take a tremendous effort in each of those 3 games to compete against those teams and what they provide as a challenge. And I'm just looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, regardless of how this stretch goes, you know, I know your ultimate goal is to be playing your best basketball, you know, in late February and to make a deep postseason run. And as far as reaching, you know, that goal, you have to feel good the way that, you know, the team is trending in the right direction, right?
Of course. I mean, every game we've played, we've been in it. I think we've really put stress on the other team. I think if we, in those other earlier games before Christmas, if we're able to put 4 quarters together, I think the outcomes would be different in some of them. So it's like right now, I feel like we're building on a 4-quarter, you know, mentality. And I think that's helped because we have guys are stepping into the game, providing good support, and our starters aren't having to burn 30 plus minutes, every one of them, except this one. But everybody else has been able to get the rest they need and get themselves sharp and ready to go again.
Well, hey, Coach, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And good luck on Friday.
Thanks a lot.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my other guest tonight is a junior guard for the Hawks. He leads the team with an average of 22 points a game, and he also leads the squad in just about every other category except for steals, where he's just a few behind teammate Jasani Campbell. He is Rio Aguirre. Rio, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, congratulations on the win last night. I mentioned earlier that this was Ankeny's 4th straight victory in the series. Of course, you joined the varsity last year as a sophomore, and in your first trip over there to Centennial last December, you guys were in position to possibly win the game before the Jaguars went on a 14-1 run to close out a 64-52 win. So I'm guessing that you had to feel a lot better walking out of the gym last night, huh?
Yeah, definitely. We lost a tough one last year, so it was fun to get a win this year.
Well, and of course, last year you guys came back. You won the rematch, then you beat them again in the postseason, and now you've won both meetings this year, so you got that 4-game winning streak going, and you got a chance to come back next year and win a couple more, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mentioned that you had the 3 3-pointers last night and 19 points, but I didn't realize until I saw the tweet today that you had set the single-game school record with 12 assists. You know, did you realize during the game that you had as many assists as you did?
I didn't think I had 12, but I knew it was up there. I knew I was passing the ball a lot last game because they were really packing the paint on me and not letting me get those easy looks in the paint that I was normally getting. So it was good to my teammates hit shots and I found them. So,
well, yeah, obviously that was because, you know, so many of your teammates were stepping up and making shots. I specifically remember a couple of the nice passes that you had that set up Jasani for some baskets. You know, it seems like your confidence in your teammates is really growing with every game too, huh?
Yeah, definitely. Every day at practice we get better. So confidence is just 100% every game. I trust all my guys, and it's just fun going out there with them.
Well, I'll be honest, Rio, when the season started and I looked at your roster and, you know, who you guys had coming back, I thought this might be a little bit of a rebuilding year for the squad. You were the top returning scorer after averaging a little more than 13 points a game last year. But Luke was really the only other returning player with any varsity experience. Are you surprised at all by how quickly this team has come together?
Not really. No, I think that we have such a good culture at Ankeny, that we're all such good friends, that just helps you build a good basketball team. So it was obviously a rough patch starting the year, not knowing, again, the chemistry right with each other, but I think that since we're such good friends and that we all really just love being around each other, that makes the team really a lot better.
Well, you had a big game on Saturday as well in the win over Linmar with 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists. I joked with Coach over the weekend that you guys, you know, must really like playing over there in Cedar Rapids because you had a huge win last year over Bettendorf. You know, is that a fun arena to play in, and what do you think that win did for the team's confidence?
Definitely a fun arena to play in. It feels like playing at Wells Fargo. You know, the court feels a lot bigger to you, so I think it helps with a team like us where we like to shoot the ball. Spacing was a lot better that game. We really got it going.
Well, your game has certainly evolved this year. You were primarily a spot-up shooter as the team's third scoring option last year. But this year, you've become a guy who can pretty much do it all, you know, whether it's creating your own shot or just, you know, setting your teammates up like you did last night. And I remember you told me at the beginning of the season, at that preseason media day gathering that we had in early November, that you were ready for the challenge of becoming the team leader. You know, did you start thinking about how your role would change, you know, after you guys lost to Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the state tournament last year?
Yeah, it was definitely a big thought of mine, losing all four seniors of starters, especially Carson and Leo, those two big guys that were the main guys to our team. But I've always wanted to be the guy. I like the challenge, so I knew I was ready for it too. I put a lot of work in on my own, put a lot of time in over the summer in the weight room and all that, so I knew I'd be ready for it.
Well, I mentioned you scored 30 points in the season opener at Valley, and you haven't really slowed down since. You've scored at least 15 points in every game and have scored more than 20 in 5 of the 8 games. Now, because you've been putting up those kind of numbers, have you started to notice teams defending you any differently? And do you think you might see some different defenses now that you'll be playing some of these teams for the second time?
Yeah, I think the second time is going to be a lot different. Not a lot of teams have seen me before in this way I play, because I was more just a shooter, like you said. But I think it'll be a lot different how they guard me. But I think now that we're really starting to pick it up, there's not going to be a whole lot they can do, hopefully.
When you got your teammates hitting those threes like last night, somebody's going to be open, right?
Definitely. They're going to have to pick their poison. They're going to have to try and compact the paint and hold me in, or they're going to have to stop the shooters. So,
well, let's look ahead to Friday. Of course, last year you guys got blown out by Valley in your gym in late January. But like Coach mentioned, then you guys went over to Valley about 10 days later and you beat the Tigers. And that was one of the best high school games I've ever seen. You had 18 points in that game and some big baskets down the stretch. You guys closed it out with a 10-0 run. And the win was kind of a catalyst for your team's, you know, deep run in the postseason. Do you feel like if you guys could beat Valley again on Friday that, you know, this team could get the same kind of springboard for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think we're on a good roll right now. We have a lot of momentum. So going into Valley, I think we all have a lot of confidence to knock them off. We were really close to them last time. We just lost it right at the very end. I think that the last game came down to just experience with us. We were really not expecting probably to be that close in that last game, so we just didn't really handle it very well. But I think coming into it, this would be a really big win to get, but even if we don't, we're just still trying to build for the postseason.
Well, I mentioned that Zay Robinson is back in the Tigers lineup now, and of course, he wasn't on the court when you faced the Tigers last month. You know, he's such an explosive athlete. What challenge is he going to present for you guys?
Definitely just a full defensive challenge, you know, having to box him on rebounds, guarding him. He scored 30 points against Cedar Falls, very impressive for his first game back. So just all around, honestly, he's a really good player, so we're going to have to really watch out for him.
Well, we talked about your upcoming schedule earlier. You guys will face the top three teams in the conference over the next 10 days. You know, how do you see the conference race right now? Do you feel like Valley is still the team to beat now that Robinson's back, or do you feel like the race is pretty wide open?
I think the race is open. I think that each team, there's been a lot of upsets this year. Each team on any given night can go get a win against anyone. There's been a lot of close games, a lot of very surprising wins. So I think that every top team is a team to beat. All the teams in our conference are top of the state. They're all the best teams in the state, in my opinion. We have the best conference, so that's just every night's a tough game.
Well, you guys probably need to win all three of these games, you know, to become a serious contender for the conference, you know, title yourselves. And I don't know if anybody expects you guys to sweep all three of them, but, you know, hey, that's why you play the games, right?
Yeah, I mean, they might not be expecting us to. We take it game by game, so we're not worried about who's after who. We're just worrying about the next one.
Well, Rio, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about your future plans. I know Coach mentioned before the season that you had multiple D2 schools looking at you. With the season that you're having, are you getting, you know, more recruiting attention now?
Yeah, I've been getting a little more recruiting attention. Not anything too serious, but I think I'm definitely putting myself more on the map now that I've been having this season.
Well, have you set any timeline for when you'd like to make a decision, or are you not in any hurry?
Not in any hurry yet. I still have a big AAU season ahead of me this summer, so that'll be one that I hopefully get some more recruiting from, and then I'll make a decision probably after that season.
Well, Rio, thanks a lot for coming tonight. I appreciate it, and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. I also want to thank MJ Properties, which is also a sponsor of the podcast, as well as the title sponsor for Ankeny Fanatic. We host our podcast each week out here at the Standard Building on the north side of town, just south of Otter Creek Golf Course, and really appreciate their accommodations and their support as well. I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Boys basketball coach Brant Carlson and junior guard Rio Aguirre. Appreciate the time from both of those gentlemen. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I think we're going to move the podcast to Thursday night next week. I believe on Wednesday night is the Iowa State Kansas basketball game, and I'm planning to head up to Hiltonton for that game. So come back next week for another edition of the podcast.